Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small D, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers at home tonight against the Washington Huskies. Wisconsin now ranked 12th in the AP Top 25. The Bucks are in Houston taking on the Rockets. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst and his staff here in Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting Combine. Over 300 top college players working out for teams getting ready for the draft in April. The Brewers in Arizona, where pitcher Abner Uribe, who once threw a pitch over 103 miles an hour, believed to be the best in franchise history, has not only been working on his fastball, but his English as well.
How did you study?
I studied like with the teacher, but then I felt chilling, sitting, I can't feel asleep because I'm not that guy to be in city all day taking class, you know.
Uribe, who's from the Dominican Republic, says he wants to be able to speak with the fans, especially the kids.
If I don't speak English, I don't have like something to say to the kid, you know what I mean? So I have to speak in English.
That's Brewers pitcher Abner Uribe with sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is a
cool big
party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I dig it.
Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, Earl, man. It is a blessed weekend ahead. Well, ahead of me. I got a lot of stuff going on this weekend ahead. I'm looking in the forecast. And, yeah, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
And you're already looking at the weekend?
I'm already forecasting the weekend.
Sandy, you know, man.
These people don't just live for the weekend. Apparently, they only live in the weekend.
It's Tuesday, man. You know, I haven't forecast. I mean, I got a lot of stuff going on, but I got to take it, Sandy, one day at a time.
Yeah.
You know, is that what happens when we...
Maybe, you know, Gen Z just doesn't live during the weekend, during the week, just on weekends. I was just reading an article about how there's a school course that's being taught on teaching Gen Z people how to use the telephone. Apparently, most Gen Zers have a phone phobia, other than texting on the phone. They don't know what the phone is for in terms of talking into it. It's just for texting.
You know, if you don't know by now, that's my co-host, Sandy Williams. Hey, Sandy, good morning to you. Let's start with the pleasantries.
Well, we should just text to one another on the place. It doesn't work so well on the radio, but, you know, what the hell? That's what everyone's doing.
You know, we're just in a place, you know, that I'm trying to understand. You know, Generation Z, you know, I've got some old cassette tapes, right? That I've had for a long time, and they're in the basement. And
yeah, they're antiques.
I know. What's the point of me even? Well, people still held on to those 8-tracks, and it turned out the 8-tracks wound up being worth some money.
Just because they were rare. And novelties, you know, I think they're, you know, 8-tracks, holy cow. And it's, you know, Henry Mancini music usually, you know. Well, elevator music.
Well, let me ask you, because if you go back, Sandy, you know, I'm sure you had reel-to-reels. Did you hang on to your reel-to-reels?
No, but we did. Growing up, my father was into novel technology. He was a techie back before there were techies, and we had reel-to-reel recorders.
Yep. Well, people held on to them. They wound up being worth some money.
Yeah. Well, and in fact, you know, computers used to run on reel-to-reel computers and reel-to-reel tape for a long time.
Hey, come on, Sandy.
Yeah, the early computers had reel-to-reel. In other words, instead of a cassette disc, you had a tape reel. That was the memory.
Even I don't remember that one, Sandy.
Well,
that's way more paper.
But I'll also say, Sandy, if, you know, just thinking back on those things, did you keep your, what do you call those things? Not the records.
Shoes?
But not records, but the big ones, the big.
Oh, the 78 RPM?
The 78 RPM was a little bit before my time. But, they had the little 45 records, and then they had the other ones that were.
Vinyl disc?
Is that they? Those they didn't call them.
Right.
No, they didn't call them discs.
Yeah, vinyl. They call them vinyl. Back then, they were 33 RPM.
Yeah, but they were big. Well, I'm talking about, what do you call them, man? I used to buy these. You go in the store and you buy these albums. I guess albums they were called.
Yeah, they were called albums. Sometimes some people unconventionally would just call them records.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know people who kept all that stuff. Man, I got rid of this. If you kept all that stuff, Sandy, I mean, you'd almost be considered a hoarder, right?
Well, except that they do get valuable. You know, baseball cards, those things that kids kept, apparently they got valuable.
Yeah, but Sandy, a baseball
card chewed the gum.
A baseball card.
I would go to the drugstore with my buddies. They would keep the cards, and I would chew that awful, crisp, paper-like gum. Yeah, the bubble gum.
It was horrible. You know,
that's what I did.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, people who kept these albums and, you know, and the album came back to be worth something. But, you know, I guess, you know, I wasn't either smart enough or I just could not see holding on to a bunch of albums
for 50 years. I currently embrace the idea that things are much more valuable when they get older.
Does that include you and I?
Yeah, that was my point. Yeah. Vintage people, and that's kind of a good thing.
Well, maybe
some people collect them.
Well, maybe that's. Well, maybe they should be asking our wives if we are more valuable as we.
Yeah.
Well. Yep.
So we can't call you guys old timers. You guys are vintage.
Yeah. Right? I guess we are that. But anyway, got a lot to talk about. Sandy, 52 degrees yesterday.
I know it's been. It's my ice rink is. Deciding to transform, it's transformative for ice, this heat.
Well, but Sandy, it certainly had its, you know.
It had a good run.
You used it, right.
Yeah, had a good run. But we're, you know, this, I don't know whether this turns directly into spring, but every day that's warm like this is a day that isn't winter, so.
You know, it was 52 degrees, all that snow melted. I mean, it's amazing how quickly it went.
Yeah.
But I guess 52 degrees does something harrowing to snow and ice, right?
Yeah, snow and ice live in fear of 52 degrees. But and also, the snow was very powdery. It wasn't very dense snow, so there wasn't as much moisture in it. And, it's gone. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, well, you know, thank.
Back to brown.
Well, you know, and maybe. This snow that we got, what, week before last, maybe that snow was good because we do know that snow melts, it turns into water, and it eventually does something for the earth, right, and grass.
Yeah, you're no fool. You got that right.
Listen, a lot to talk about today, Sandy. An awful. There's always a lot to talk about. I want to begin, Sandy, though, with.
Actually, I would accuse us today of living within that Chinese curse. You know, may you live in interesting times. I think it's a little too interesting right now. Actually, I think the times are surprisingly interesting at a level that's disturbing.
You know, the Trump policies caught up with UW-Madison and Milwaukee Public Schools the other day. UW-Madison had been offering courses to bring in teachers and educate them for special ed, since there's so many, such a lack of special ed teachers in Milwaukee Public Schools. And so there was something that was going on where there were money set aside to train teachers in order to, at UW-Madison, in order to make sure that they would be able to come into Milwaukee Public Schools and fill major voids to address, you know, many of the children who are special ed students. And so Trump's policies shut all that off. And they shut all of that off because they said, well, there was DEI training going on there. Sandy, we're living in strange times.
Well, it isn't strange. I mean, it's cruel. The notion that, you know, if voucher schools don't have to take all these special ed students. And so the public school system ends up being the one that has to deal with. And you know, these people, the special ed students do require special education. They can be difficult to have in a regular classroom. They can make it harder to teach all the rest of the students. And so it's important that there be trained people to properly provide the opportunities to these special ed students. And if you have a policy that is essentially trying to turn your back on public schools, trying to fund vouchers, you can also stick your head in the sand about special ed students and ignore them. And it's not just cruel, but it's counterproductive. It makes it very hard to teach the rest of the students.
You know, Sandy, the fact that the reason and the rationale that they gave was they're doing DEI. I mean, you know.
Well, apparently DEI might include dealing with and providing for special ed students. I mean, DEI seems to be a term that is used quite broadly, and it's not clearly well defined. What is DEI education? You know, it could mean a lot of things to a lot of different people, and apparently it doesn't seem to supporting special ed students.
You know, Sandy, you certainly said it right. Cruel, just cruel, inhumane to cut that off. And we're going to talk a little bit later on. And I guess actually, when we come back, I want to talk about nearly 40% of contracts canceled by DOGE are expected to produce no savings. You said that.
Yeah, I mean, when they rolled up their sleeves and looked for actual savings, much of what they're cutting is theoretical money that wasn't maybe going to be spent anyway, or is money that was miscalculated and the savings have been severely, extremely overestimated. And so, yeah, and this is all for the purpose of trying to cut taxes. And after we come back, I did some research on the level of taxation in this country over the past 75 years.
All right.
And it's lower today.
855-752-4842. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams and you on the Earl Ingram Show. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Let's go right to the phones here on John and Gordy.
You had spoken the previous hour about the Trump Golf Index.
Yes.
And it also includes a running tally or chart of the price of eggs and the price of gasoline. Which is, But great show, and I would really recommend going back to the Trump Golf Tracker, because that's what better way to keep track of the man.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Show as always. You can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday with my co-host Sandy Williams. Sandy, your music.
Well, it's kind of about craziness. The movie music that evokes or is evocative of sort of a sense of craziness. That's Harry Nilsson, Jump Into the Fire, which is one of my favorite pieces, actually. But it seemed apropos of our time today, because I wake up each day and something about what's going on just feels bizarre. You know, it doesn't feel real. One of the things that I mentioned before the break that I just wanted to mention, having done the research, is that much of what's going on, the Doge and the rest of it, seems to be to justify a tax break under the assertion that government is big and wasteful and that we're being overtaxed. Well, the history of our taxation level is contrary to that proposition. For the last 75 years, the U.S. taxes collected by income taxes has been quite stable and has been in the 8% of GDP range for 75 years. We were taxed at a higher percentage of GDP in the 50s and 60s. And for the last 20 years, we've been taxed at a rate of, currently our rate is about 7.7% of GDP, which is lower than the 75-year trend. So currently income taxes as a percentage of GDP, which is the drag on the economy that it might be, is at its lowest level over the past 75 years. So all of this talk about the need to chop at government and put a meat axe at it to get this tax burden off of our backs defies the reality.
Well, you know, Sandy, the GOP, many GOP senators right now and Congress people are calling for even deeper cuts in the budget. And I'm looking here, nearly 40% of federal contracts that the Trump administration claims to have canceled as part of its signature cost cutting program aren't expected to save the government any money. The administration's own data shows The Department of Government Efficiency, run by Elon Musk last week, published an initial list of 1,125 contracts that had terminated in recent weeks across the federal government. Data published on DOGE's Wall of Receipts shows that more than one-third of the contract cancellations, 417 in all, are expected to yield no savings. That's usually because the total value of the contract has already been fully obligated, which means the government has a legal requirement to spend the funds for the goods or services it purchased, and in many cases has already done so, Sandy.
Well, an NPR did a deep dive with their staff into the alleged savings that DOGE was claiming last week, and it was DOGE was claiming something like $85 billion, and when they rolled up their sleeves, it looked to be nothing in excess of $1 to $2 billion in as possible savings. And so, you know, this is a lot of hype, and it's hype designed to support a tax reduction. They're even grifting us into suggesting that maybe they'll send each of us a big check out of these savings, which, incidentally, this, even with the savings, if they were to occur, would still leave our annual budget with a very substantial deficit, over a $1 trillion deficit. So, I mean, you know, this is grifting. This is all just PR designed to support tax reductions, which in fact will leave us with continuing deficits.
You know, this article says it's like confiscating used ammunition after it's shot when there's nothing left in it. It doesn't accomplish any policy objectives, says Charles Tiefer, a retired University of Baltimore law professor and expert on government contracting law. They're terminating so many contracts pointlessly, obviously doesn't accomplish anything for saving the money. You know, Sandy, it's one thing to say that the government is bloated, and nobody disagrees with that. And, you know, there's certainly areas that this should be addressed. But to take a meat cleaver or a chainsaw, like Elon Musk did the other day, and say this is the way we're going at it, and you know, in the face of it, Sandy, in the face of people who call him out on it, excuse me, if you said these things and somebody called you out on it, shouldn't you have to defend it?
Well, you know, but the fact is that people should exercise common sense, okay? And frequently the conservatives are talking about how that's what's being used right now is common sense. Well, common sense ought to tell you that with the complexity that the U.S. government has, sending in a small team of people into a department and suggesting that in 1 week or 2 weeks they can wrap their arms around understanding what is going on in that department, what's important, what isn't important, what's waste, what isn't waste, what's fraud, what isn't fraud, is to beg credulity. And so, you know, this is all just arm waving. And what we really need is a deliberate process for deciding what our policies ought to be, implementing our policies, and making sure they're implemented in a sound fashion. And by deliberate, I don't mean snail pace, but this is far different than snail pace. This is whirlwind. This is blitzkrieg.
You know, Sandy, and as we, you know, drill a little deeper, it almost appears to be no way to stop this right now. It's going to happen. 855-752-4842 is Tuesday. That means Tuesday is my co-host Sandy Williams and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
Airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Even bad reviews, word of mouth, and almost a 70% drop-off from its first weekend of release couldn't knock Captain America Brave New World from number one at the box office. The film took in a little over $28 million at theaters this past weekend to remain atop the feature film leaderboard here in the U.S. The most recent Marvel film has now brought in $141 million domestically after a $100 million-plus opening last weekend. Big drop-offs for Marvel films are becoming a bit of a concern for Disney Studios. Ant-Man and Wasp, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Thor, Love and Thunder also saw big drop-offs from weeks 1 to 2. In the number 2 slot this past weekend was The Monkey, a gory thriller which pulled in a little over $14 million in its debut weekend. Another win for Neon Studios, which released the surprise hit Longlegs last year. Rounding out the top 5 were Paddington in Peru, which finished in 3rd place, Dogman was in 4th, and Heart Eyes finished in 5th place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
song Charles Manson stole from the Beatles. We're stealing it back.
When you get to the bottom, you go back to the top of the slide, and you stop, and you turn, and you go for a ride. Then you get to the bottom, then you see me again. Hey, hey, hey. Do you, don't you want me to love you? Come on now.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday is my co-host, Sandy Williams. So Sandy, Elon Musk seems to have total latitude to do whatever he wants to do. It doesn't matter that he's sending out these signals that are just causing destruction and mayhem all over our government, and Donald Trump refuses to rein him in. You know, Sandy, he's all over the nation where people work in government, and you've talked about this many times. Even those in leadership don't know what to do or what to say. For heaven's sakes, the Veterans Administration, not knowing what to tell the people if they should respond or not. People
In fact, ultimately, the Office of Personnel Management, which is part of the White House, decided that they would come out with a memo and say, yeah, you don't have to answer that email. You aren't necessarily going to get fired if you don't answer it, which, of course, you know, the president yesterday said maybe you could get kind of fired.
What does that mean, Sandy?
I don't know. You know, I thought it was kind of a you're pregnant or you're not deal. I mean, either you're fired or you're not fired. But, you know, you know, the fact is that he's sowing fear and confusion, and they're treating the federal government as if it doesn't matter, as if the federal workers are unimportant to the American people, as if this is just a cumbersome problem, that all of these workers that work in the federal government and all the processes that the federal government pursues. And then it's like poking a hornet's nest, because the fact is that our federal government evolved, and it has essentially everything it does is there for a purpose. And when that purpose gets disrupted, the people for whom that purpose is important will react. And so, we've got a position that's being pursued, which is to chop at the federal government so that we can reduce taxes as if taxes are at some inordinately high level, when the facts are that the taxes as a percentage of GDP are at about the lowest level they've been in the last 75 years. We don't have a burdensome tax process ongoing that needs to be treated in this fashion. You know, if we had an orderly analysis of our government, that would give people comfort. But what's going on is not orderly. It's mayhem.
You know, Sandy, even in the face of all of this mayhem, Donald Trump, even though those who support him, his approval ratings, let me see what it says here.
Well, his approval ratings dropped, you know, down to 39. I mean, they are, as at least James Carville reported on a bunch of surveys that have been done and have demonstrated that his approval ratings are eroding rapidly. But my fear is that Donald Trump in this term, his only goal is to get his face on Mount Rushmore. And so it's all about
you mean
fame.
You mean literally he wants to get his face on Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, literally. Oh, literally. I mean, he not only talks about it, but there's actually a bill in Congress proposing it. I mean, this is a real aim of his. And I think he has people around him who are describing to him the things he needs to do to make himself famous in history and to earn the legacy. You know, there's already a bill in Congress to make his birthday a federal holiday. You know, this is a person who's pursuing personal gain and personal fame at the expense of national interest. And that's what causes me to fear that he's letting himself become the tool of a whole bunch of people with a great deal of will who want to accomplish some things with our government that is only going to be good for the very wealthy, the very powerful, and for a bunch of corporate interests, and is not going to be good for the people.
Well, you know, Sandy, here's a prime example. Because many people may not be aware of this, but, you know, Donald Trump and other minions wanted to go and check on the gold supply. So help me understand, or help us understand, why a president of the United States, with all the other things going on in this nation, Sandy, inflation is really starting to kick back up again. There's fear. Prices are going to be going through the roof. All of this, when they talked about Joe Biden and inflation, it was nonstop piling on with the Democrats. And now they clearly see inflation starting to heat back up again. Donald Trump is doing nothing, and the people with him, to address any of those things, Sandy. People are clamoring and saying they're having more. The food supply, I mean, what's costing them in the grocery store is worse, and yet they're going to check on the gold supply. Come on,
man. Well, let me say that I think this is willful and nefarious. I mean, it was Elon Musk that went with him. And here's the deal. Elon Musk has been agitating, and Donald Trump has even talked about setting up a Bitcoin type, a cryptocurrency reserve to be either replace or in addition to the gold reserves as the reserve backup to our currency. And doing that will make cryptocurrency far more valuable than it currently is, okay? And I believe that this was done by Elon Musk and Donald Trump because they intend to do just that, to create a cryptocurrency reserve and to therefore make their own personal investments in cryptocurrency far more valuable than they currently are. I mean, the Trump family, within months prior to the election, set up a business venture that's premised on cryptocurrency. And Elon Musk is heavily invested in a cryptocurrency, which ironically is called Doge. And so, you know, this is not just willy-nilly, and this is not something that's really in the public interest. I think this is something they were doing to combine public interest with private profit.
You know, Sandy, you watch these things that are happening before our eyes. We know you use the verbiage nefarious. You know, I got some, you know, I'm not as eloquent as you, but, you know, listen, man, what they're doing is criminal. If it's not criminal, it should be criminal. And so, how many Americans own cryptocurrency?
Yeah. And so, yeah. Tom, Dick, and Mary are not worried in particular about cryptocurrency. And you know, if it isn't criminal, it at least should be scandalous. Okay. And it apparently, at this point in our current world of non-reality, is none of the above.
All right, let's go to Dave from Mequon. Good morning to you, Dave. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen.
You don't see any problem with them going and checking on the gold supply?
Come on, man. But at the end of the day, the bigger issue is the inflation. Keep in mind, when people were going up in arms, it wasn't, you know, you guys were not that worried about it. It was like 9.5% for a little while. We had 40, I mean, if you look at the price of houses, they literally doubled in 4 years as far as building them and inflation and everything else. What's going to happen here is this. Now, first of all, Department of Agriculture is revisiting the whole idea of where we eliminated, you know, millions of chickens, what, 150 million chickens? Of course that's going to affect egg prices. You know,
Egg prices are the least of the worries, Dave, when they're talking about inflation.
Look, Dave, first of all, you're telling us what's going to happen. That's people ought to be taking notes. But, you know, there is definitely everything that Donald Trump is talking about implementing as in terms of policies are inflationary. OK, and to the extent that they are looking at trying to fight inflation, they're only trying to mitigate something which is altogether inevitable. And in particular, with respect to his tariff policy. And if his tariff policy is just negotiation, and if it's not going to be a source of revenue that's paid by the American consumer, then it's also not going to be a source of revenue to the government. But it's clear that he does intend to implement these tariffs, and these tariffs will be singularly inflationary. Okay, there'll be a one-time kick that will cause a permanent level of increased prices.
The boat. I think you just did. You see what Tim Cook and Apple just announced the other day? They're going to.
Well, yes, I did, and I don't think that
no,
Tim
wait,
Cook
stop
and.
Stop cutting me off.
Hey, Dave.
$1 billion investment into the United States that would have been made in China. It's no longer going to be made there.
It was going to be made in Mexico. Okay, it wasn't going to be made in China.
Way,
at least the press release.
Between Mexico, okay, so between China and Mexico, what he is doing in Cleveland Cliffs, which is a steel operator, they are going to think about, okay, maybe we shouldn't do this. And yes, there might be some short-term pain, but Dave, I am going to cut you off.
Because to use the verbiage short-term pain to people who struggle every day in their lives is unacceptable.
Well, and let me just
come
go
on,
into
short-term
because
pain.
Dave wants to talk about a world in which tariffs are erected to support the production within the United States. So let me just talk a little bit about what happens in a world where countries erect tariffs to protect the production within their territorial boundaries. And what will happen is that the United States, the level of international trade will be reduced substantially. And not only will imports to the United States be reduced, but exports from the United States will be reduced. Currently, the growth rate of almost every corporation that's experiencing material growth is the result of exports. And so we will end up with a world environment in which there is higher prices for everything. Those higher prices will be sustained. They won't be reduced over time. And there will be slower growth rates of GDP as the result. And the notion that in the long run will create more jobs within America actually defies a reality. And, you know, there has been a long-term debate amongst economists about this. But the winning argument for the majority of economists is that stifling international trade for the purpose of trying to erect barriers to international trade to support local production in the long run is a losing proposition for everyone.
So, Dave, hang on a second. You know, I'm getting a little frustrated with people who tell other people they need to experience a little pain. 855-752-4842. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with Sandy Williams on the Earl Ingram Show.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
The John and Gordy Show.
Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist.
You know, I prefer the snow. I hate the ice. Death by driveway, be careful. I mean, just stepping outside of your house, don't slip and fall.
Did you say death by driveway? I'm just...
I did. You don't want to skim past that part, do you?
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Text us at the same number, Sandy, the music.
Well, it's about the craziness of what's going on, you know? It feels crazy.
Let me, Dave, I wanted to read a little bit about this from Trump, from Farmers for Trump. This is yesterday's. President Donald Trump gets a lot of his political support from farm country, but those who put food on the table are worried that his policies from tariffs to funding freezes will make it harder for them to do their jobs. The prospect of a Trump credit-created trade war has farmers on edge, said the Washington Post. One Iowa farm family said the president's tariffs will drive up the cost of Chinese-made herbicides and tractors they use and will likely cut off the markets for soybean to China and corn in Mexico that the state produces in abundance. Hawkeye State producers don't know where we're going to be at as far as our soybean and corn market, says Susan Shirillis, whose family grows both crops. It's a fresh element of worry as the nation's farmers deal with an unforgiving business environment, she said. The concerns go beyond tariffs. The rapid-fire array of directives from the Trump administration has paused federal funding on a range of programs and grants that benefit farmers, said the New York Times. The DOGE-driven funding freeze at the U.S. Agency for International Development left hundreds of millions of dollars worth of food and supplies sitting in ports, while other federal programs, including those that pay farmers for energy production and soil conservation, have also been halted. The nation's farmers don't need any more uncertainty. They already have enough. So Dave, you say they need to feel a little pain. that the farmers disagree with you.
Well, and let me just say, if you use common sense and look at what happens to the world that is has barriers between the countries that are erected in the name of tariffs, what you end up having is a process in which in each country, you manufacture everything that's needed within that country to the extent possible to avoid tariffs. So the United States will no longer derive its profits and its growth from exports. It will derive its profits and growth only from the market inside the United States. And so, much like Harley Davidson, if you're going to sell motorcycles in India, you build factories in India. And much like Elon Musk, if you're going to sell Teslas in India, you erect factories in India. And you do the same in China. And so you pursue growth in the international markets by building factories that are local to those international markets. And the factories you have in the United States are built here only to satisfy the United States economy. And so in the near term, there might be a growth in factories so they can meet the demands within the United States. But the United States economy is stagnant. It is not a rapidly growing economy. It is not an economy that's going to support rapid corporate growth. And the rapid corporate growth that's occurred in corporations across America over the last 40 years has been the result of international sales. And so common sense should tell people that tariffs will only be a near-term kind of an effect, and in the long term, it will make everything more expensive, and jobs will follow the product's source of demand, which is the country in which it's sold. And so, you know, you don't really end up getting very far.
Well, you know, Sandy, I don't believe you plant a seed and that plant grows anyway. It takes years. And I think the flippant response that people have about people need to feel some pain is what's at the root of it. Dave, your response.
I look at the city of Milwaukee. You worked at A. O. Smith for all those years. There's no industrial production within the city limits of Milwaukee. Bass Rock just closed up the doors recently, and the city is suffering. And so the policies that Sandy's talking about has not worked out for the average American. As a matter of fact, we're called the Rust Belt for a reason. And the reason being because all the ideas that Sandy and other people have had has hurt the average American. And what I mean by that is that if you look at the entire Midwest, Detroit, Cleveland, St. Louis, they're all very different than what they were 50 years ago, where you could make a very good living working at a factory. And I disagree with Sandy because we have the opportunity now with artificial intelligence, with AI, there could be huge advantages. Production, it's going to be a game changer as far as
automated, whatever it is, Dave, is going to be automated. It's never going to create anywhere near the amount of jobs, even if you believe that. It's going to be automated. Yeah. Okay.
And the effect that hit Milwaukee, the first effect and the Rust Belt was that definition of Rust Belt came up not when jobs were moving out of the Midwest to China or to India. It came up when the jobs were moving to Mississippi and Louisiana.
Right.
And so
non-union jobs.
Yeah, just it was a shift from union to non-union jobs. And you know, I just think that the long term, the realities of the world have a significant probability of occurring. And you can only stop the freight train for a limited period of time.
855-752-4842. Guys, hang on. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday is my co-host Sandy Williams and you.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.